FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Right now, though, let me welcome in Richard Pearson. He is with the Illinois State Rifle Association and kind enough to give us a few minutes this morning. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Great to have you back on the program. I think you and I talked a couple of months ago, right after the village of Deerfield or the city of Deerfield decided it was going to institute a ban on what they refer to as assault weapons.
That I believe that's true. The Kingdom of Deerfield, I think.
Oh, is it? Okay. The Kingdom is... I like it. Yeah, so that's what they've decided. Fortunately, immediately your organization and a couple of others took them to court over this, and you had some success yesterday. Tell us what happened.
Well, to reiterate, in case anybody doesn't know, if you didn't turn in their definition of an assault weapon, which included 30-round magazines and anything that was semi-auto, basically, except the 22, you were subject to a $1,000 day fine, having the police break into your house and take your firearms. So we filed suit against them, and yesterday the court said the Illinois State Rifle Association and the Second Amendment Foundation are right. You cannot do this, and a temporary restraining order was issued.
Wow. So you know, I guess ultimately, I know things are a little different in Illinois than they are in Missouri here. You have to have a firearm owner's ID card. Does the state track what weapons you own if you purchase one with a FOID card?
No, they only know that you purchased one.
So based on that information, could the police in Deerfield come to your house and say, hey, we see that you purchased a Ruger Mini 14 a couple of years ago. Is it still in your possession? Do you believe it would have gotten to that point in Deerfield?
Well, no, because we have a state law against releasing that information to the, unless it's a total criminal investigation, and this is not really a criminal investigation. This is an ordinance violation.
Sure. So in other words, unless somebody ratted on you, they'd have no way of knowing if you had one of these guns or not.
Correct. Unless they, you know, did all kinds of groundwork and looked at two gun stores and that sort of thing, which some police departments would like to do that in Illinois, sure. Namely the Chicago Police Department.
But again, I mean, my point there is kind of moot, because the bigger point here is that this could come to confiscation, and had this injunction not been granted, and I hope that you're successful in your challenge of this, but had this not been granted, law-abiding citizens who follow the law, who have a firearms owner ID card, who go through background checks and buy their guns legally, would have suddenly become criminals effective today in the Kingdom of Deerfield Park.
That is correct.
We should all be frightened by that.
Well, see, all gun owners everywhere need to be aware of this. They're trying this every place in the country that they can find. This was initiative with the Bloomberg group and George Soros' group. They are promoting this everywhere. They paid for all this. They paid for all their legal fees. They did all them. So this is a attack everywhere in the United States. So if you're in Illinois, that's one thing. But it's coming to Missouri, Kentucky, wherever your listeners are.
We're talking to Richard Pearson from the Illinois State Rifle Association. Richard, tell me what the court argument is against this ordinance. Tell me what you're arguing in court as to why this is not valid.
Well, when we passed concealed carry in July of 2013, you had 10 days to change your ordinance, or you couldn't ever change it again. So the 2013 concealed carry law said you cannot pass an assault weapons ban. If you have one grandfathered in, it can stay, which there are two of those in the state. Some other groups tried to do that, but after the 10-day period, this one was done within the 10-day period, but then they stripped out the ordinance and put new language in it and said it was an amendment, which wasn't true. The court didn't buy that. No one bought it except themselves, I guess. Said, no, you can't do that. So you're a violation of state law.
So the judge has issued a temporary injunction blocking the fines or any seizures until this gets decided in a courtroom,
right,
somewhere.
It blocks the entire ordinance. You can't enforce this ordinance until the court decides one way or the other.
Well, nothing like them waiting till the last minute to make that decision, huh?
Well, the way it works around Illinois and most other courts, you know.
That's the truth. Listen, Richard, I appreciate your time. I'll direct people to ISRA.org or at ISRA on Twitter if you want to follow the progress of this case as it moves ahead. Hey, Richard, keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
You bet, sir. Thank you for giving us some time this morning. Again, Richard Pearson from the Illinois State Rifle Association. Wow. You're a law-abiding citizen one day. The next day, you got a quarter pound of pot in your pocket. I'm just kidding. I'm conflating
What's
the two
on?
Issues. Can you tell I'm kind of focused on that this morning? I'm just kidding.